Thank you, Brother Junior. I've been singing this hymn book for more than 30 years, and this is the first time for me to sing this song. It's so wonderful to learn new things.
我们谢谢弟兄带领我们唱这个诗歌。在过去的30年里面，我都没有唱过这首诗歌。今天是第一次唱这首诗歌。我们感谢主带领我们唱这首美好的诗歌。
Good morning, this morning I'd like to share upon with you from the book of Job.
大家好，弟兄姊妹们，今天早上我要跟大家来分享。就是一些经文是从犹大书里面出来的。
Let's read a few verses together.
我们先来读几节的经文。
I'm going to ask our brother to, I'll read English, and then our brother will read Chinese. We'll take alternating, okay?
我先读英文的，我们弟兄会读中文的。
Jude 20, verse 20 and 21. But yea, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
犹大书二十节的二十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
And then we'll read Jude verse 4-8.
我们再来读犹大书四到八节。
For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before the old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men.Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not.And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner.Giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion and speak evil of dignities.
犹大书第四节到第八节，因为有些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的，实不虔诚的，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会，并且不认独一的主宰我们主耶稣基督。从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地，后来就把那些不信的灭绝了。这一切的事你们虽然都知道，我却仍要提醒你们。又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从逆性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚作为鉴戒。这些做梦的人也向他们污秽身体、轻慢主治的、毁谤在尊位的。
You know, Book of Job actually was written around 50 to 80 years after Christ.
犹大书是在主后大概五十年到八十年这段时间写的。
At that time, this the book actually describes some situation that's very much alike today what we're facing.
在那个段时间里面，犹大书所描述的光景跟现今这个时代那光景是非常相似的。
As we have just read from verse 4-8, there are some false teachings and heresies coming to church.
我们刚才读的从四节到八节这里，我们看见说有一些异端，有一些假教师，这些教训进到教会里面来。
And it's very much like today.
就像今天的光景。
it is full of confusions and all these deceptions around us.
当时的时代像现在这样充满了欺骗充满了迷惑
And our brother Jude gave us some good suggestions how we should be living.
我们的弟兄这位犹大
You know, increasingly, recently, the Lord has been placing this feeling inside in my heart.
最近主一直把这个负担感觉不断地加在我的里面。
And I think this is shared amongst a lot of brethren.
我相信说这个感觉，这个负担在很多弟兄姊妹里面都有。
We have come towards the end of the time.
我们已经来到这个时代的末了。
And it is truly a difficult time.
这是一个非常非常困难的关键。
It may appear as if days are passing normally.
也许我们会感觉到这个日子好像是一天一天的过去。
Yet, if we don't pay attention to the details, we may fall.
但是呢，如果我们不小心的话呢，也许我们会跌倒。
It's going to be such a tragedy if we come so close to target and we miss it.
这是一个非常遗憾、非常可怜的光景。如果我们非常非常接近目标，可是我们却失败了，却跌倒了。You
know, Brother Jude actually talked about three cases, three things actually from verse 4 through 8 that actually we should pay attention to.
我们的弟兄犹大在四节的八节。
He mentioned to us that every one of us, every Israelites, were brought out of Egypt equally.
我们弟兄提到说，每一个人，每一个有以色列人，都被带出了埃及地。
It's just like all of us being saved equally.
就像我们每一个人，我们被得救这件事情，我们都是。 平等的,
We're justified by faith because of our belief.
因为我们每个人的信心, 我们因信都称义了。
We have the same starting point.
我们有个同样的一个起点。
Yet he talked about three group of people actually were under the judgment.
但是我们的弟兄们在这里面提到三类人都是被审判的底下的。
The first is from verse 5. Having saved people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that disbelieved.
第一类人是在第五节这里提到说，从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地，后来就把那些不信的灭绝了。This
is talking about in our Christian walk, we need to pay attention to the faith, to our belief.
在这里提到说，在我们的基督徒的这生活里面，在我们与主同行的生活里面，我们应该留意这个信心的问题。In
the same principle that we were saved by faith, we need to walk by faith.
在同样的一个根基上面，我们是因信称义，我们也是要因信与主同行。Or
otherwise, all these Israel died in the wilderness will be our lessons.
不然的话呢，我们就像当年倒闭在旷野的以色列人那样子，也是会失败的。Second
is in verse 6, he talked about the angels which kept not their first estate but left their own habitation. He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day.
第二类人的话呢，是在第六节这里提到说，又有不守本位，离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。This
is talking about when the Lord brought us into where we are. There is a position, the estate or habitation He has designated for us.
这里提到说，当主把我们带到他的目的地里面去的时候，那里有我们的产业，有我们的。There
is a role for everyone to play.
我们每一个人，主都命定了一个使命在我们身上。We
often describe every brother and sister as the hands and the feet and all these parts on the body.
我们经常描述这件事情说，我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是基督身体里面的一个肢体，有的做手，有的做脚，我们都是身体里面一部分。
This is our role.
这就是我们的角色。
That is designated to us.
这是主命定给我们每个人的角色。
It's the boundary he has set for us.
这也是我们的疆界。
And we cannot get outside of these boundaries.
我们不可能脱离这个角色，我们不可能离开这个疆界。
The third case, the third situation is talking about the in verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the city about them in like manner.Giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh and set forth for an example, suffering the vigilance of eternal fire.
第三类人是在第七节这里提到说，又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从逆性的情欲，接受永火的刑罚作为鉴戒。
This is talking about a man following his flesh.
这里提到说人落在自己的情欲里面。
It is talking about uncontrolled or unmanaged flesh.
这里提到说不受控制的那个情欲。
He used these three cases to describe the situations that will be under judgment.
我们的弟兄就用这三类人、三种情况来描述在这个大审判底下的那个三类人的关系。
And this is what we should pay attention to.
这是我们需要留意的。
And from verse 20 to 21, he described the four things that we should pay attention into in our everyday living.
在这二十节到二十一节里面，这里有四件事情，我们在每一天的与主同行的生活中间，我们需要留意的。
And when we think about them, these are all the foundational learnings and practices in our Christian walk.
这是我们基督徒行事为人里面非常根基的一个学习和操练。
The first one is building up yourself on your most holy faith.
第一点就是要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
Here, Chinese translated into truth, but English actually is faith.
在中文里面的话呢，把它翻译成真道，在英文里面的话翻译成信心。
Yeah.This is talking about the foundational truth of faith.
这里提到这个信心和真道的根基。
Is the faith in us still living and true every day?
那个信心在我们里面还是活的吗？还是真实的吗？在我们每天生活中间都能显出来吗？
All we have gradually, consciously and unconsciously turning to the dependence on the things that we can see, we can feel, we can touch, we can hear.
还是说这个信心慢慢的逐渐的，不管是你有意识还是没有意识，被代替了，被那些能看见的、能听见的、能摸着的东西代替了。
It is our alert.
我们需要警醒。
Christian, everything we're building needs to be on the foundation of faith.
对我们基督徒来讲，我们所建造的，不管是什么东西，这个根基一定是信心。
In the recent years, the Lord has really gradually turned this point solidified in my heart.
在过去的这几年里面，主慢慢的做工，让这一点在我里面成为一个非常非常实际的一个东西。
I start to realize what I hate the most naturally is exactly what God wants.
我自己逐渐的意识到说，我自己所恨恶的那些东西，反而是神所要的。
That is, I hate the feeling of uncertainty.
因为我这个人痛恨那个不确定性。
I hated the feeling of not in control.
我痛恨那种没法掌控的感觉。
Yet, the path of faith is not in control for myself, yet fully controlled by the Lord.
但信心的道路就是我们自己不来控制，这个我们完全的来依靠我们的主，因为我们的主在掌管。
The path that the Lord has prepared for us, the way that He has prepared for us, is full of uncertainty to our natural being.
因为我们的主为我们所预备的道路，对我们天然人来讲的话呢，是充满了不确定性的。
It will never go away.
这种情况是不会被改变的。
yet the assurance can be established through faith.
但是我们在他的信心里面却有安息，却有确据。
I've struggled so much in my daily living, trying to grasp that certainty.
在我过去的一些年子里面，我挣扎了很多，就是要来抓住那个确定性。
Until one day, I told the Lord, I give up.
一直到有一天，我跟主说，主，我放弃了。
I'd like to leave the control in your hand.
我跟主说，我要把那个控制权交在你的手中。
Because I'm fully persuaded that I cannot be in control.
因为我完全的被说服了，我不能够自己来掌管自己的生活。
That's what we just sang.
这就是我们诗歌所唱的。
That is through death into life.
就借着死亡能够进到生命里面去。
And the second point, I'm sorry, Hebrews 11:6 says.But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
希伯来书十一章第六节这里说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
The second point Brother Jude actually asked us to pay attention to is pray in the Holy Ghost.
我们的犹大弟兄给我们的第二点的这个劝勉就是在圣灵里祷告。
What is praying in the Holy Ghost?
在圣灵祷告是什么意思呢？
We all know what prayer is.
我们都知道祷告是什么。
And oftentimes we mistakenly think,Prayer is all about begging or ask for things.
很多时候我们误解了，我们以为祷告就是跟神来求要我们来把我们所要的东西告诉神。
Yet the core of prayer is fellowship.
但实际上的话呢，这个祷告的核心就是交通。
It is about me fellowship with the Lord, how I feel.
我们是把我们心里面的感觉跟我们的主来交通。
And Lord fellowship with me, how he thinks.
我们的主把他心里面的感觉跟我们来交通。
So pray in the Holy Ghost is talking about going back to inner beings.
在圣灵里祷告就是说我们要到我们的心的深处里面去与主交通。
So thisIn the Holy Ghost, that word actually has four meanings.
那个在圣灵里面，那个在有四方面的意思。
It's about, first is by means of Holy Ghost.
第一个意思就是我们要借着圣灵。
That is, you can't pray. Your prayer is always with the Holy Spirit.
就是你在圣灵之外你是不可能祷告的，你一定要在圣灵里面祷告。
That means enter into the most intimate fellowship with Holy Spirit.
我们要进到这个与圣灵的亲密的无间的交通里面去。
A lot of time we think about prayer, it is so easy, just close your eyes and just pray.
很多时候我们觉得祷告很容易，你就闭上眼睛你就祷告了。
Yes, yet our brother says, no enter into the spiritual reality.
但是如果你这么做没有进到这个属灵的实际里面去，那是不对的。
The second meaning of this in the Holy Spirit is about with the help of Holy Spirit.
这个在圣灵里面祷告的这个在第二方面的意思就是说在圣灵的帮助底下来祷告。
One learning we have in our prayer life is we feel that a lot of time,We need help from Holy Spirit.
在我们祷告生活里面学习，就是说，很多时候我们是需要圣灵的帮助我们才能祷告。
A good example is in the past I've experienced when I feel so weak, I got to a point that I couldn't even pray.
在我自己的经历的话呢，就是过去就。有些时候我们很软弱，软弱到一个程度，我们不能祷告，不能开口祷告的。
There's no word can express my feeling.
但是呢，感觉是没有话出来，没有任何的话能够表达我那时候的感觉。
My prayer at that time is just a simple sigh in front of the Lord.
就那个时候的话呢， 我的祷告可能就是简单的叹息在主面前。
A cry in front of the Lord.
在主面前就是一个呼求。
Yet the Holy Spirit, the help from the Holy Spirit was very real at that time.
但在那种光景里面呢，从圣灵的帮助是非常真实的。
The third is in the sphere of Holy Spirit.
第三点的话讲到说，在圣灵的这个范畴里面。
This is talking about Holy Spirit set the boundary, the content, the boundaries of our prayer.
这里讲到就是说，圣灵会给我们的祷告设定一个范围，好像设定一个界限。
Yeah, it's amazing, especially if you go enter into the group prayer, corporate prayer, you will realize.
这是非常奇妙的一件事情，特别当我们来到团体的祷告的时候。
There are like 10 things being talked about to be remembered in the prayer, but somehow this brother remembered this, pray for this, has the burden to pray for this. The other sister has a different burden to pray for that one.
也许在这个团体祷告里面，我有十件事情需要有十件的代祷事项。那这个弟兄的话可能为这件事情来祷告，那个姊妹的话可能为那件事情来祷告。
We pray in the sphere of the Holy Ghost.
我们祷告是在圣灵所指定的这个范围。
Let Him lead us.
没有人能够。
Let Him lead us.
让圣灵来带领我们。
The fourth one is in connection to Holy Spirit.
第四个方面讲到就是说，我们的祷告是要跟圣灵连在一起的。
Yes, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
是在与圣灵的交通里面的。
Yes, so all these are talking about one thing.
所有的这些实际上就讲一件事情。
Pay attention to the intimacy with Holy Spirit.
我们对圣灵的带领需要留意。
Yes, especially this is especially true in this end time.
特别在我们的末后的时代。我们更要留意圣灵的带领，圣灵在我们里面所带来的亲密的关系。
The third is keep yourself in the love of God.
第三点的话讲到就是说要保守，要把你自己保守在神的爱中。
It's not hard for us to remember. We all know we are beloved of God, right?
我们都知道神的爱。
We all know that we are beloved.
我们都知道说我们是蒙爱的儿女。
But oftentimes we don't pay attention to keep ourselves in the love of God.
但是很多时候我们没有留意这件事情，就是没有留意把自己保守在神的爱中。
Yeah, First John chapter 4 verse 16 says, "And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him."
约翰一书四章十六节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
This is talking about when you learn to dwell in love, then you are actually.Keeping yourself in love.
这里提到说，当你学会了住在爱的里面的时候，你就学会了住在神的里面。
So this dwell is a very important word in Bible.
在圣经里面，这个住的话呢，是非常重要的一个字。
It's very frequently mentioned in many different places.
是在圣经里面很多处都经常提到的一个字。
It is about remain or abide. Abide.
这是关于在停留。和住的意思。
In reference of time,
讲到说这个时间。
That means you pay attention to your dwelling over the time. You let maintain the dwell, abiding in the love.
就是讲到在一段时间里面，你要住在这个停留在这个爱的里面。
It is in reference of place.
有关于这个地点这个方面的话来讲。
That means wherever you go, wherever you are, learn to keep yourself in the love of the Lord.
就不管你去哪里，你都要学习住在神的爱中。
And then it's talking about in reference of state or condition.
关于这个状态或条件这个方面来讲的话。
So this dwell is about also about change when the condition change means.Your circumstances changes all the time.
这里提到说，我们的环境可能会经常改变。
Learn to hold on to the position of dwelling in the love.
但是我们要抓住我们 住在爱里面这个实际这个事。
So the third piece, keeping yourselves in the love of God means wherever you are, whenever you are, whatever circumstances you are in, pay attention to the love of the Lord.
就保守你自己在神的爱中，这里讲到说，不管你去哪里，不管你在什么样的时间里面，不管外面的环境怎么样，你要保守你自己在神的爱中。
Oftentimes we forgot about it.
很多时候我们忘了这个事情。
As if the love of the Lord has left us.
好像神的爱离开了我们似的。
So we sigh, we grow weaker, we have no strength at all. We lose heart.
我们在那里叹息，我们在那里软弱。我们在那里绝望。
Yet, he's encouraging us to keep ourselves in the love of the Lord.
但是我们其实要注意，我们要保守自己在神的爱中。
Last one, he said, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
最后一点，他提到说，我们要保守仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Yes.This is talking about, as you know, there are two words in Bible, oftentimes we mention.
在圣经里面有两个字经常被提到。
One is grace.
一个是恩典。
The other is mercy.
另外是怜悯。
We know grace is gift to the unworthy.
恩典就是说你不配得，但是呢你得到了。
Mercy is acceptance even with shortage.
怜悯就是说你被接纳了，按照你的这个本相，你虽然不够过条件，可是你还是被接纳了。
Yes. So the more we have our Christian living and Christian walk with the Lord,
当我们更越多的与主同行的时候，
the more we feel we are unworthy and we fall short,
我们越多的看到说我们不配，我们实在是有亏欠。
And the more we have this stronger feeling, we have this need of the mercy.
我们里面就有更强的感觉说我们需要主的怜悯。
And praise the Lord.
我们赞美主。
And he is that who have plenty of mercy for us.
他是那位要来赐给我们怜悯的那一位。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章
The last verse of chapter 2
第二章的最后一节
He said For in that himself has suffered being tempted he is able to help those that are being tempted
他自己既然被试探而受苦就能搭救被试探的人
And at the last, I want to conclude this sharing with the last verse in Jude. He said, Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
最后我要用犹大书的最后这两节经文来做结束就是那人保守你们不失脚叫你们无瑕无疵欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主独一的神愿荣耀威严能力权柄因我们的主耶稣基督归于他从亘古以前并现今直到永永远远阿们
OK May the Lord remember us
愿主来纪念我们
Yeah, 感谢主借着弟兄给我们的交通。
Praise the Lord that through our brothers, the Lord was able to speak to us.
Yeah, 愿主实在是借着他话语继续来激励我们。
May the Lord really continue to use His word to encourage us.
早晨也借着一点在主里面领受的负担跟弟兄姐妹有一些交通。
And this morning, I would like to have a few sharings with the brothers and sisters here.
好那我们先看一处的圣经
Let's first turn to a passage in the Bible
在哥林多后书第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5
17到21节
17 to 21
哥林多后书五章17到21
2 Corinthians chapter 5 17 to 21
那我先用中文念一遍我们翻译帮我用英文念
I'll first read in Chinese, and then our brother will read in English.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is new creature. The old things passed away, behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
感谢主，在这一段圣经的里面，让我们看到神他救赎的一个做法。
We thank the Lord that through this passage in the Bible, we can see the work of reconciliation by God.
在十七节里面说到，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And in verse 17, it says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
这是一个神要把我们带到的一个光景里面。
And this is a condition that the Lord desires to bring us into.
但神用什么方法呢？
But what is the method that the Lord uses?
好像神在二十一节里面，也让我们看到。
And he shows us in verse 21.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
He made him who knew no sin to be sin.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
On our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
这是神救恩的法子。
And this is the work of his salvation.
是实在是超过我们能够想象的。
And this is something beyond our imagination.
那从十八到十九节啊，到二十节里面。
And from verses 18 to 20,
我们看到一件事情。
We see one thing.
在每一节里面都说到一件事。
And it speaks of one thing, it focuses on one thing in each of these verses.
就是与神和好。
And that is the work of reconciliation.
那我不晓得大家对这个和好这一件事情的感觉是什么样。
And I don't know how brothers and sisters feel about the word reconciliation.
但是在这段里面，神让我们看到，这是他做事。他的一个对人的一个呼求。
And this is his desire and his work for us.
所以在这边有四个点，我跟弟兄姐妹稍微分享。
So I have four points that I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
神为什么要我们与他和好呢？
And why does the Lord want to reconcile with us?
在这段经节里面，我们看到第一个问题就是人与神之间出了问题。
When we see that the first point is that there has been a problem or a separation between God and us.
第二个点是神是主动来救我们。
And the second point is that the Lord proactively saved us.
然后神让我们与他和好。
And that he has reconciled us to himself.
那最后一点也把与他和好这个职分赐给了我们。
And the last point is that he has given us this ministry of reconciliation.
所以在这边我们可以看到人跟神之间出了一个问题。
So we see here that man and God, there is a separation or a problem.
如果我们回到创世纪，我们都可以知道。
And if we go back to Genesis, we see.
当神创造人、创造天物的时候，一切都是好的。
That after the creation of the world and man, that everything was good in his eyes.
当在第三章里面说到的一件事情。
But as we turn to chapter 3 of Genesis.
就是因着撒旦魔鬼的迷惑或欺骗。
Because of the deception of the enemy, of Satan.
我们的始祖他们吃了分别上知识的果。
We see that Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
就放的这个罪。
And they sinned.
但是说这个是问题的产生。
And so this was the beginning of the problem.
当我们从那第三章里面我们看到当这个问题一产生的时候人的反应是什么。
And after we see that the beginning of this problem, what is the response of man? And the first response was that man hid. He hid among the trees. Because the Lord was calling them. And when we sin, the first reaction that we have is that we run from God. And we hide from Him.
然后第二个,你可以发现接下来他们说的一件事,做的,神问他们发生什么事,
and when the Lord asked them what had happened,
他们亚当就把责任推到夏娃,
we see that Adam put the blame on Eve.
夏娃把责任就推到了这个魔鬼,这个蛇,
and Eve deflected the blame onto the serpent.
所以我们可以看到, 人跟人之间关系也出了问题了。
And so we see here that the relationship between man also had a problem.
在犯罪以前, 人跟神没有在一个很好的关系里面。
And we see that before sin, that the relationship between man and God was one of good relationship.
亚当跟夏娃也是合为一体，也在一个和谐的关系里面。
And that Adam and Eve were of one body under God.
但是因着罪, 人跟神之间的关系出了问题，人跟人之间自然就出了问题。
But because of sin, the relationship between God and man was ruined, and so because of that relationship being ruined, man and also had a ruined relationship.
我们今天看今天人类的历史。
And so we see throughout history.
或者我们就把过去这一两年在美国或在世界上所发生的事情。
Or to put into perspective the past few years even here in America.
我们人跟人之间实在是出了很大的关系问题，大家有不同的意见、不同的感觉、不同的做法，就产生了不和。
We see that man and men has a big problem amongst each other, that that many of us have different opinions and different thoughts and different reactions.
但是我们感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
我们属主的儿女, 是很有福气,
that we who are children of God are truly blessed.
我们是超过这一切,
that we are above all these things.
因为我们知道人的问题的出生不是在人与人之间而已。
Because we know that the root of our problem is not between the relationship between man.
乃是最回到源头最根本的问题是人与神之间出的问题。
But that as we come to the beginning of and the root of the problem, we know that it is sin between us and God.
所以神做那自己做那主动的工作。
And so God is doing the work.
所以在第18节, 刚才我们对念到的哥林多后书5章18节里面,一切都是出于神。
And so as we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18, we see that now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. And we know that this salvation is through Christ. And so this is a method of the Lord reconciling us to himself. And we know after Adam and Eve sinned,
神要来找他们的时候,
as the Lord, as God was walking through the gardens to find them,
神要对他们说,
and God was asking, where are you?
有人说这其实这个呼召是神世世代代一直对人的呼召,
and many of us think that this is a call throughout history of God asking man.
是神主动来找人,
that God is the one who is seeking for man.
是神主动把他的儿子钉在十字架上,
and God is the one who sent his son to die upon that cross.
因着他儿子的血，他不再看我们的过犯。
And because of the blood of his son, he no longer sees our sin.
他使那无罪的成为罪,
and that the sinless became sin.
是为着我们的缘故,
it was for our sake.
所以这救恩的起头是从神开始的。
And so we see that the work of reconciliation begins with God.
我们感谢主, 神实在是有一个心愿, 愿意与人跟他和好。
We thank the Lord that God desires to be reconciled to us.
和好这个字在 英文的意思里面其实就是一个把一个情形恢复到以前和好的光景。
And so the word reconciliation is to bring back to the original purpose.
On the friendly relation.
To bring back to that original relationship.
Yeah. 或者是把这两个不能啊变成一个相容的，就是 compatible。
Or to bring back something that is compatible.
但是在圣经里面，当用到这个字的时候
，But as the Bible uses this word，
在希腊原文里面，它的意思就是完全的改变。
In Greek, it means to be completely changed.
把一个敌对的情形完全的改变到一个。和好一个和谐的情形。
To bring one ruined condition into a condition that is made good.
在希腊文里面，这个意思其实就是遮盖，或者是英文有一个字叫做 atone， 就是赎罪。
And in the English translation, it is the word atonement.
所以这边的和好，可能不是我们想象中只是大家找一个共同点，大家。谈一谈交通，我们能够有个共同的意见，我们就可以恢复就和好。
And this reconciliation might not be what brothers and sisters think, that we come together and we have a good time and we talk out our feelings.
这个和好是神他所付上何等大的代价。
But that this reconciliation is paid with a great price.
而且是牵涉到两个方面。
And it brings us to two conditions.
Two parties.一个是在人的方面，我们悔改，我们认罪。
And in one aspect, it is that man has to repent, have a repentant heart.
在神那边，他原谅，他接受。
And on God's end, that he forgives.
这才是和好的一个基础。
And this is how we reconcile.
神的救恩已经在那里。
And the salvation of God is already there.
神的原谅已经在那里。
And the forgiveness of God is already there.
但是人不认罪，不悔改。
But if man does not repent,
人没办法跟神和好。
Then man cannot become good with God.
所以今天我们在神面前，我们跟神的之间的关系，我们实在是要恢复到和好的关系。
So this condition that we are in, we must bring back to a reconciled condition before God.
这个关系乃是因着我们看到我们的罪。
And this is because that we must see our sins and our iniquities.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
当我们信主的时候，
when we believe in the Lord,
当我们接受主的时候，
when we accept the Lord into our hearts,
我们是不是有看到我们这人的罪是何等的大呢？
Do we see how great of a sin we have?
或者我们的信主乃是因为今天我的难处神替我解决了，
or,
我需要神替我满足了。
Or is it because that the problems that we have, God has fixed those problems, or he has fulfilled us in some way?
如果我们信主不是在这个根基认罪，看到我们罪的根基里面，我们信主常常就摇摇摆摆。
If our salvation is not upon this repentant heart and seeing how great of a sin we have, then our faith may be shaky.
保罗对哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说到这个。
Paul speaks to the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth.
要弟兄姐妹们与神和好。
That in order to be reconciled.
所以与神和好这件事情不仅仅是每一个朋友需要的。
That this reconciliation isn't something that a few people need.
每一个弟兄姐妹，我们在生活中，在日常的行为里面，我们每一件事情，我们都需要思想，我们是不是有与神和好呢？
But brothers and sisters, that every brother and sister must meditate upon how we are reconciled to the Lord.
与神和好不是一个道理，一个想法而已。
And this reconciliation isn't a theory or just a good thought.
是一个实际。
And that it is a reality.
在我们生活中大大小小的细节里面，我们都可以经历。
That we can experience this in our daily lives, no matter how great or small.
这边说到，若有人在基督里。
And this says that if we are in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
That he is a new creature.
为什么是新造的人？因为里面有圣灵。
And why is he new? It is because there is life within him.
圣灵在我们里面天天做那带领的工作。
And the Spirit is in us doing the work of leading.
今天在这个最后的时候，每一个属主的儿女，我们实在是需要顺从在圣灵在我们里面的带领。
And that in this end times, that each of us need the leading of the Spirit within us.
恩膏的教训会领我们走这条道路。
And that the Spirit will teach us how to walk in the way of Christ.
前一阵子我们家出去露营。
And a couple months ago, my family went camping.
是到一个州立的公园。
and went to a national park.
No,
or state park.
State.
And we know that when you go to a state park, you have to pay. But if you're camping within the state park, you don't need to pay an extra fee. And so we got to a spot that we didn't know if it was part of the state park or not. And in the past, I would think that maybe we'll just pretend that it is part of the state park. And I wanted to ask the ranger's office, but they were closed. And we had only stopped there for maybe 2 hours. And it was about a $20 fee. And honestly, the money is not that, it's not a lot of money. And I could have paid it, and I wouldn't have to think about it anymore.
但是人总是，我这个人总是哦。 你说小气也算小气
and you could call me cheap or frugal
这个20块能不花就不花
and $20 I didn't really want to spend it
我想所以我就里面就一直想说到底是不是 那到最后因为没办法确认 我里面就说好吧那我就写
And
写个支票, 哦, 写, 放的那个 envelope, 放的那个 cash.
And so after a while, finally, we decided that I would put the money inside the envelope.
那以前的话, 我可能就说, 好, 这两个小时, 无所谓, 就不付了, 好像就马上就走了。
And in the past, maybe I wouldn't pay the fee, and then we would spend about 2 hours there, and then we would just leave.
但是里面的声音很大,
but the voice within me was great.
你要
That you need to follow according to the law. That if you need to pay the fee, you should pay it. If you don't need to pay it, then you don't need to.
那我想说,
and so I thought if I didn't know if I needed to pay or not, I figured it would be best to pay. And afterwards, there was peace within my heart.
这个大概是信箱里面,
and I was going to put the envelope inside the Dropbox.
感谢主那时候office刚好开,
and praise the Lord, at that moment the office was open.
然后我就跑进去问他office说到底我需要付这个钱。
And so I asked the office, the rangers inside, whether I needed to pay the fee or not.
他说这个你露营那个地方已经包括在这个州立公园了。
And because you were camping here, that the you were included inside the state park.
你可以不用付。
You don't need to pay.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
其实很简单，我有两个选择。
It was very simple. I had two choices in the beginning.
我就付了，那就不管了。
I could have paid and not thought about it.
或者我就不付了，我就打算大概因为不可能，如果需要交钱，那个大概那个 ranger大概不会这时候来。
And or I could not have paid the fee and taken the chance that the ranger would not come back.
但是我觉得感谢主，圣灵总是在很小的事情上让我们知道我们要守法。
But we praise the Lord that the Spirit leads us and teaches us that we need to follow the law.
这虽然是小事,
even though this is a small experience.
但是也显露出我们这个人的理念的想法实在是不是一个正的, 哦, 不是一个义的想法, 常常。
And we can see that the thoughts of man and the is not one of righteousness.
但是感谢主神就在这个小事上一点一点的
But we thank the Lord that the Spirit teaches us day by day that He is one of righteousness.
所以感谢主，当我们与神和好的，在很多事情上，在凡事上，我们里面就有了平安。
So we see that when we have been reconciled with the Lord, that there is peace within our hearts.
这个平安是世界不能给我们的。
And this peace is something that the world cannot give.
这个平安到我们里面有喜乐。
And this peace within us gives us joy.
这个喜乐是从神那边来的。
And this joy is from the Lord Himself.
那所以说，我觉得这个是感谢神。
And so this is a great praise for the Lord.
那神也把与人和好的职分赐给我们。
And that He has given us this work of reconciliation.
我们很多人就觉得好像我们也不会 有什么口才，我们可以传福音。
And many of us might think that we don't have a great ability to speak.
但是神把祷告这个权柄赐给了我们。
But that the Lord has given us the power of prayer.
刚才弟兄已经跟我们分享了祷告的事。
And earlier our brother shared with us the power of prayer.
在这一周里面有一个年长的弟兄说到他两个哥哥是非常顽固非常难信主的。
And this past week, an elderly brother shared with us that his two older brothers had a hard time believing in the Lord.
但是他说到一件事情。
But he shared with us one thing.
他妈妈为他这两个儿子祷告了三十年。
That his mother prayed for these two sons for 30 years.
他妈妈的口才没有这两个儿子好，他们都是有学问的。
And that this mother maybe was not as educated as her sons.
但是他妈妈知道他们这两个儿子需要与神和好。
But this mother knew that these sons needed to be reconciled with the Lord.
她为这两个儿子祷告了三十年。
And so she prayed for her sons for 30 years.
感谢主，这两个儿子也得救了。
We praise the Lord that these two sons were saved.
我认识一个姐妹在东岸。
And I knew a sister who was on the East Coast.
她为她的丈夫也祷告了二十几年。
And she prayed for her husband for over 20 years.
最后她丈夫也得救了。
And after 20 years, her husband was saved.
所以使人与好的责任的职分是给我们，并不仅仅是把我们把话讲给弟兄把话讲给朋友或者讲给家人听而已。
And the power that the Lord has given us is not just one of words that we can share with our family and friends.
是我们的生活，是我们的生命所显出来的。
But that it is something that we live out in our daily lives.
是我们的祷告摆在主的面前。
It is our prayer placed before God.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
当我们与神和好，当我们接受神成为我们救主的时候，成为我们的主的时候，
when we have been reconciled to the Lord, when we accept Him as our own,
神也把与人和好的职分赐给我们，交付于我们。
He has given us this ministry of reconciliation.
今天我们在地上，我们不仅仅享受神给我们的安息，神给我们的平安跟丰富。
That as we're here on this earth, that as we experience this peace of God,
我们也需要把这个平安，把这个好消息传递出去。
That we should not keep it to ourselves, but that we can share it with others around.
这不是一个好像一个 optional 的职责。
And this isn't an optional thing.
就是这额外的，这不是额外神说的。
This isn't something that the Lord has added on to.
今天我们成为神的儿女，我们就有这个职分。
But that today, as we are children of God, that we have this ministry.
最后诗篇139篇里面说到。
And so it says in Psalms chapter
23-24节，大家很熟悉的。
verse 23 and 24。
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看我在里面有什么恶行没有。引导我走永生的道路。
Search me, God, and know my heart. Put me to the test and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there is any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
因为我们在主面前常常有这样子的祷告。
And as we come before the Lord, we may have this prayer.
因为神知道我们这个人。
Because the Lord knows us.
我们实在是求主试炼我，把我里面的恶念全部都拿掉。
And may the Lord test us and know our anxious thoughts.
我们的主是一个何等爱我们的主。
And our God is one who loves us.
我们在他里面，我们都是新造的人。
And that in him that we are a new creation.
有一天当我们面对面他的时候，
And one day when we see him face to face,
我们的心只能说 Hallelujah, 我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
Our hearts can truly say Hallelujah, we praise you.
我们得的是我们不配的。
Because we have gained something that we are unworthy of.
但是你完全毫无保留的赐给我们。
But that you have freely given it to us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们实在是蒙得何等大的恩典。
That we have gained this wonderful grace.
我们在你里面能为成为新造的人。
That in you that we can become a new creation.
乃是因着你是无罪的，为我们成为罪。
It was because that the sinless became sin for our sake.
父神不再纪念我们的过犯。
And that you no longer look at our sins.
主，我们实在是谢谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
愿你的爱天天的来,
and may your love continue to draw us forward. So that we can be a son who is obedient. And that we can come before you and repent. So that we can be reconciled to God. And in our daily lives, may you gain each and every one of us. Not only that we can be made right with you, but that all men can be reconciled to you. So Lord, we thank you. Because this is the work that you will do. We place all of us into your hands. We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
感谢主，我在结束之前，我们有一个简短的报告。 Before we end, we'll have a couple short announcements.
在我们报告之前，我们还是欢迎第一次来到会所这边聚会的弟兄姐妹或朋友们。And
before our announcements, we would like to welcome anyone who's here among us for the first time.
如果是您是第一次来到我们当中的，请你先站起来，好不好？
If you're here for the first time, we ask that you stand.
如果第一次来到我们当中的，因为我们 这样子好不好？如果你们讲话够大声的话，
if you can speak loud enough,
自我介绍，我们以前我们都用麦克风，那是因为疫情的关系，我们就不用麦克风。
Because of the pandemic, we aren't going to use microphones, but if you can be loud enough, we ask that you introduce yourself.
那从你开始好吧。
Welcome. Mr. Wong, he's here from California. He's been here for about three months. Mr. Ya, he's here for the first time in Seattle. Welcome. You can please be seated.
那我们有几点报告。
And some short announcements.
我们周间的聚会仍然照常。
And we have our usual weekly meetings.
都是在线上举行。
And they are all online.
请弟兄姐妹还是照着时间，照着各组，上面都有各组的链接。
And we ask brothers and sisters to please pay attention to each group and timing.
那下个主日，两位弟兄交通。
And next Sunday, two brothers will be sharing with us.
孙家荣弟兄跟林煌弟兄交通。
And brother Ben Sun and Juan Lin.
柯云弟兄跟世博弟兄翻译。
And brother Yunke and brother Xu Poli will be interpreting.
请为弟兄们的服事祷告。
And please pray for our brother's services.
那还有最后一个提醒。
And lastly, another reminder.
就是我们周日的主日的聚会，还有博饼聚会，我们还是需要先报名。
And that is that on Sunday meetings, we ask brothers and sisters to please register first.
报名截止是礼拜五晚上。
And registration deadline is on Friday night every week.
那还有一个提醒就是，如果你身体上有任何的不舒服。
And just a reminder is that if you have any sort of symptoms, and we ask brothers and sisters to please stay at home.
如果大家可以，因为为着这个这段季节是流感，又是这个疫情，我想这样可能会对弟兄姐妹可能比较有帮。
That especially now during the flu season as well as a time of pandemic that we are in, it can help brothers and sisters out.
好，那我今天的聚会就停在这里。
We'll end today's meeting here.